This is the Wally Show podcast with Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. You can always find us at wayfm.com/Wally or stream us live every weekday morning through the WayFM app.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
Stories served with a side of Southern sass.
You're breaking my hair!
I mean charm. Here's Betty Rock.
Wally and Gavin.
Yes.
If I show signs of irritability, what is the first thing you will do?
Oh, try to throw some food in your mouth because you're hangry. Absolutely. Like, it's something that scares us, honestly.
Oh, every day.
It's epic. And you'd have no time. The minute she goes from, well, I'm a little hungry, to, I will murder you. within 15 seconds, it is crazy.
Yeah, I'll admit, it is true. I usually am hungry. Hangry has been a thing for a while, but now studies are being done on it, which makes it official. And one study I found claims that the top symptoms of people suffering from hangriness are anger,
yes,
irritability,
yep,
and low motivation.
Oh, all of that. Betty Rock loses her will to live when she gets hungry. She's like, you know what, guys? I'm feeling a little bit hungry right now. And then it starts to, it escalates. And she's like, I don't feel like doing any work. I will do nothing until somebody feeds me.
Though she has the highest motivation when it comes to us getting food.
Oh, absolutely. Like, she gets hyper-focused. Yeah. Like if she could work at her job, the way she works at getting food when she's hangry, she would be a billionaire.
Okay, that's enough.
He's not wrong.
One thing I did learn from this study is that, and this is something for y'all to keep in mind,
yes,
if someone around you is starting to show the first signs of hangriness, it's best you take care of it immediately, because scientists claim that once you're in the deep grips of hangriness, it's hard to get yourself out, even when you do eat. So they say that feeling of hangry can affect your overall mood, not just for a day, but it could go for even a week.
Yeah, I could see that. You are pretty good, though. I'll give you this. Like, you're pretty good that once you start ingesting something, within a good 10 minutes, you're back to normal again. Like, it doesn't usually last long.
And
for
while
you.
It may sound like, wow, Betty Rock is
high maintenance,
I would say the opposite because.
Oh, really?
Well, that's here's why.
Interesting take.
Sometimes when people get irritable or mad, like you, for instance, we're not sure what it could be.
Sure.
But me, you always know it's food.
Yeah,
it's
that's
a
true.
Simple
it's
solution.
Oh, it is. It's very easy. I have a friend who has a daughter, and he has told all of their boyfriends, if she gets crazy, either feed her or tell her to take a nap, because it's one of those two things. She's either hungry or tired, and she loses her mind.
Yep.
And that literally is Betty Rock. So for the man who ends up marrying Betty, feed her or tell her to take a nap, and you're going to be just fine. Uplifting WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and I don't know, maybe it's just the age, but sometimes you get a little older and you're hanging on to things that maybe make you feel young or seem young, and I'm gonna let it go. I don't know, maybe earrings, maybe skinny jeans, not for me, because I'm still young. But for other people,
well, I don't
in their
know.
60s. I'll give it up in my 60s.
Oh, okay, sure. I realized this when recently I had a friend asking me, oh, what are you doing tonight? And I said, oh, I'm excited. I have a new puzzle.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And I really am, because I am excited to go home again and work on it some more. But I thought, at my age, should I be this excited about puzzles?
Yeah.
It seems like something someone in their 60s or 70s
might
enjoy.
Like, yeah, it seems like you could have this conversation. What's Grandma Betty doing today? Oh, she's doing another puzzle. She just loves her puzzles so much, and she just she spends all day on them.
It does. It sounds like I should belong in an assisted living facility.
Yeah. How old's Grandma Betty? Oh, she's 37.
But it made me start thinking, I know that there are those things that, like, I'm not alone. You enjoy it at your age, when maybe it's not age appropriate, but you still enjoy, and it could go either way. Let's say you're older, but you still enjoy, I don't know, something that kids like to do.
I want a skateboard, and my wife will not let me.
Well, that's smart.
She is like, you are going to hurt yourself badly. And I'm like, but that's part of the thrill. You know, like that's what you do. And I'll quit after I get hurt really badly. Mm-hmm. But I need to feel like I could still do it, you know?
Right. But it makes you think, what are those things that I enjoy that maybe don't fit my age bracket?
Either higher or lower. Yeah. All right. So 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. It's funny that yours could make you either really old or like five. You know?
There's no in between.
No, there really isn't. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take your story right now. What's that thing that doesn't seem to fit your age that you love?
Don, what is that thing that you enjoy that maybe doesn't fit your age range?
I am 48, and I just bought a motorcycle.
Yes!
So I enjoy riding a motorcycle.
Wow.
I am so proud of you. Like, that is awesome.
Is this something you've been wanting to do, or is it just a newfound hobby?
No, I love, you know, I grew up riding like dirt bikes and stuff, and then my husband's always had a motorcycle, so I ride with him, but then I was like, I want my own.
Yeah, and I don't want to be on the back anymore. Come on, let me drive. Nope. I love that spirit. That's great. And the fact that you already knew how to ride, because sometimes people get into a hobby because they like the clothes. Like, oh, these tennis shorts are really cute. And then you start playing tennis. So I like that it wasn't like, oh, I want a leather jacket. I might as well get a motorcycle. Like, you went the right way with this.
Yeah, and I've wanted one for years and never done it. And then, like, last year I started having, like, a lot of health problems and stuff. And so I didn't have any kind of energy or anything. And now that I'm starting to feel better, I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy me a motorcycle and I'm going to enjoy life.
Nice.
Way to go, Dawn.
Nice. Did you name it?
No, she doesn't have a name.
Oh, you have to. And it's a she, because I just heard you say she doesn't have a name. What kind of motorcycle is it?
It's a Harley Davidson Sportster 1200.
Oh, I love you. Like, you even went Harley. You didn't go Honda, you know? like, good on you.
I'm a Harley girl.
You know what? Where you're having a new lease on life and you're kind of an independent tough chick and it's a Harley, maybe you should call it Harley Quinn based on that movie DC character, Harley Quinn.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, yeah. You can call her Quinn.
I like that. Yeah. Good idea. Thanks.
Well, there you go, Dawn. I hope you have a great day.
Y'all too. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Sherry said something that I think Wally and I both can agree on. She said, I'm too old to love TikTok.
Yes.
TikTok is a time sucker.
Oh, it is unbelievable. Hours can be spent there. But it makes me laugh. There's a lot of funny ones. Now, there's some bad stuff on there, too. You got to scroll through that. But there have been some funny ones. And it's actually a way that I connect with my daughter. I find a funny TikTok that's kind of like reminiscent of her and how she is as a person, and like in animal form, and I'll send it to her.
But at 53, and your daughter is what, 23?
Yeah.
Like that you both can enjoy it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Keeps
Are you
me
too
young.
Old?
Keeps me young. Nope, absolutely not. All right, Diana, what's that thing that might not be age appropriate for you?
So I am 58 and my husband is 59 and we still play Mario Kart and talk smack the whole time.
Nice. I respect that. I totally respect that.
Who typically wins between the two of you?
It's actually a pretty good tie. It goes back and forth between us. Funny story, for a while we were missionaries in Guatemala and we had a Guatemalan girl living with us who didn't speak English. And when we played Mario Kart, she didn't understand that we were just playing. She thought we were fighting.
Oh, that's funny.
She didn't understand English. So we had to get a translator to tell her, no, they're playing. They're not mad at each other. They're just talking smack in the game.
Yeah, that would be hard to translate, you cotton-headed ninny muggins.
Yeah, what's a couple of things that you say smack talk-wise to your husband?
Oh, I don't know if it's radio appropriate.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish. accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally. Cure for this yet, but like Brad, we push on because I too have it. Neither one of us really talk about it much, but maybe now is the time to bring awareness to it. Prosopagnosia is more commonly known as facial blindness. So we have it and it's tough, but we're getting through it. We're working through it.
So you're saying that even if you met someone,
yeah,
let's say twice.
Yeah.
You still wouldn't recognize them?
It's an inability to recognize faces. Like, he told GQ that it makes him seem remote, aloof, or inaccessible, or self-absorbed because he can't remember people. And Brad and I meet a lot of people, you know.
Stop comparing yourself. I can't take you seriously.
This is what I do. He keeps a conversation going, hoping for a clue or context of how he met somebody so that then he can fill in those gaps.
Do you totally do that?
Absolutely. Totally do it. Because I meet a lot of people, and people are like, hey, how you doing? And I'm like, oh, hey, what's up, buddy? And then I'm hoping for some sort of tidbit of when we met so that it triggers my mind, because I can remember situations and scenarios, and then that definitely helps me. Brad says, nobody believes me. I want to meet another person like me. Well, Mr. Pitt, your brother from another mother here, your twin, you have found me. Mine is so bad that I'll watch a movie, and I have to keep asking my wife who this new character is when, like, the main character puts on a hat. Like, all of a sudden, I'm like, well, who's this person they're just introducing now at the end of this movie? She's like, that's the main character. I'm like, what? It's like, she put a hat on. No. It's like I'm, like, just baffled by this. So, you know, there's no known cure yet. I think, hopefully we're going to do a fundraiser. He and I have been, like, talking about it.
No, you haven't.
Yeah. No.
And, no, you haven't.
Okay, we're going to be talking about it. I'm going to post this and say, Brad, let's do a fundraiser for prosopagnosia, because the time is now. You know, and there are different levels of it, being on the spectrum of this, like some very severe and some not as much. I think I'm kind of in the middle.
Do you think your feelings would be hurt or you would be triggered if Brad Pitt didn't even recognize you?
Well, that would be the problem. Like, we could start a thing, but because I have it too, I wouldn't be offended, because I'd be like, that's just Brad, you know, because I would expect him not to recognize me
but
after
you
meeting
would
me.
Recognize his chiseled good looks every time.
Well, yeah, because I think God did that because, like, he knew that Brad needed that in his life more so than me. Mm. And so he gave him that because he gave him a worse version of prosopagnosia.
You are such a hero.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So there you go. we'll probably do a fundraiser here soon for this. And be looking for that. Be looking for that. It's going to be pretty amazing.
The price is wrong, Bob.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We're going to do a little marketplace math, so make sure you're listening here, because you're going to get a question based on our questions, and if you get it right, you can win a prize. Betty Rock spends a lot of time on Facebook Marketplace. She sells a lot of things on there. She buys a lot of things on there, so she knows the ins and outs of things. I don't, but I think people put crazy things on these sites on Facebook for lunacy type prices sometimes.
Right. So what we're going to do is I'm going to give you a couple of crazy things I've seen lately listed on Facebook Marketplace. I'm going to give you a very detailed
description
of these things. And then you have to guess how much you think they are selling it for. And if you, what is it like you go
Price
higher?
Is right rules, closest to without going over.
Okay. All right. So the first one is a Wii Dance Dance Revolution dance mat.
Okay, now, just the mat.
Mm. Just the mat. It says it comes in, quote, fairly good condition.
Okay.
It also comes with three games. There's no box. It's just the mat and the three games and perhaps a sweaty feet smell.
Okay. Aww. Now, Wii is not really even a thing anymore because they switched to Nintendo Switch.
Ah.
And so this is probably a collector's item. remember the Wii board you would stand on too? I had one of those.
No.
Yeah. And so Okay, Gavin, get your price down. And in three games, you say? Mm-hmm.
Three games, but no box.
No box. All right.
Yeah, that's cheap. I think I've got my answer.
I got my answer, and I think I'm too high. Or it better not be this much. Gavin, what'd you say?
I think I'm going to be high, for what it's worth, at least. I said
$30. Okay. I said $23, and I think that is more than it's worth.
Yeah.
I think if you were to take this to GameStop, they'd be like, okay, why are you here?
they'd
like,
laugh you
I
out.
I want to trade this in. Yeah, you're like, no, we have no market for that whatsoever.
Well, you both bookended it at $25.
Oh, okay. I started to write 25, and then I thought I'd be cute, so I'm closer too.
Yes.
And
so
Gavin went
point.
Over.
I
so
did.
I get a point. Okay.
Wow.
So Wally 1, Gavin 0. Okay, there you go.
All right, here we go. A pallet of 270 universal smartphone holders. These are the things that you suction cup to your windshield.
A full pallet of these?
A full pallet that has 270 of them on there.
Who just has that?
I don't
Someone
know.
That stole a truck.
Maybe.
Unbelievable.
What
okay.
do they want for that whole pallet?
Oh, wow. I'm trying to think of like wholesale price versus retail price. You know, because
you're getting out your calculator.
Yeah, I got to do some math here. It's obviously stolen. So, 70 times.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I have my guess.
Okay.
$10 each, that would be $2,700.
Uh-huh.
But I think that they know it's probably stolen. So I think they're going to sell the whole pallet for 10% of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I went $270.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Gavin, what'd
Bummer.
You say?
I probably went past it again. And I cut basically the $2,700 close to being in half, and it went at $1,500.
$1,500. That seems a lot of money on
does.
Facebook Marketplace for anything.
But for
Betty
all
buys
of them.
Puzzles for a nickel. So...
That's you know, true.
Yeah.
Well, it's selling for a whopping
$500. Oh! But Gavin is too high,
yep.
and I am close. There you go. So I
you
won
win.
Today. I won Facebook Marketplace Math. Okay, so now all you have to do is hopefully you are listening. There's some clues in there that you should have been listening for, and we're going to give you a quiz right now on our conversation. If you can get it right, if you were paying close attention and listening to every little detail, maybe you can win a prize right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM.
The price is wrong, Bob.
Uplifting WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show. Lisa, welcome to Marketplace Math. Betty Rock spends a lot of time on Facebook Marketplace buying and selling things. And so she gives us a little quiz about different items she has found, and we try to guess how much they were sold for. But here's the deal. You're going to get a question based on our conversation, okay? Were you paying very good attention?
Yes, I was paying attention, and I sell on Facebook Marketplace, and I knew that those holders went for $500. So, yeah, I was paying attention.
Okay, all right, well, hopefully so. Here we go. Your question, based on our conversation, is I said Betty Rock buys blank on Facebook Marketplace for a nickel. I'm like, she always buys...
Puzzles
is Whoa! Right!
Whoa,
nicely done. Lisa, you are amazing.
Sorry.
No, that's great. Congratulations. What's the best thing you've ever bought off Facebook Marketplace?
I bought a lot of Hallmark collectible ornaments. For $25 for a box of 30, and one of them in there was worth about $500.
No,
Whoa.
That's crazy. What'd you do with the other ones? Just break them, or did you give them away?
No, I sold them. Turned around and sold them back on Facebook Marketplace.
And you made a profit?
I've made about $700 off of a $25 investment.
What?
Dang.
You're like a mogul. That's amazing. I wish my accountant was as good as you at making money. you know, I'm going to take all my money out of the stock market and I'm putting it into collectibles on Facebook Marketplace.
No,
you've inspired me.
No.
You're amazing. I'm going to try to retire next week because of this.
Oh my gosh, please don't.
Right. It's my new plan. Wait, what are you guys are all happy about? And she's like, oh good, I'm glad you're retiring. Well, Lisa, congratulations. You figured it out and you're a big winner today on Marketplace Math.
Thanks. Y'all have a good day.
The price is wrong, Bob.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. Lisa, welcome to Marketplace Math. Betty Rock spends a lot of time on Facebook Marketplace buying and selling things. And so she gives us a little quiz about different items she has found, and we try to guess how much they were sold for. But here's the deal. You're going to get a question based on our conversation, okay? Were you paying very good attention?
Yes, I was paying attention, and I sell on Facebook Marketplace, and I knew that those holders went for $500. So, yeah, I was paying attention.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully so. Here we go. Your question, based on our conversation, is I said Betty Rock buys blank on Facebook Marketplace for a nickel. I'm like, she always buys...
Puzzles
is right!
Lisa.
Nicely done. Lisa, you are amazing.
Sorry.
No, that's great. Congratulations. What's the best thing you've ever bought off Facebook Marketplace?
I bought a lot of Hallmark collectible ornaments for $25 for a box of 30. And one of them in there was worth about $500.
No, that's crazy. What'd you do with the other ones? Just break them or did you give them away?
No, I sold them. Turned around and sold them back on Facebook Marketplace.
And you made a profit?
I've made about $700 off of a $25 investment.
What?
Dang.
You're like a mogul. That's amazing. I wish my accountant was as good as you at making money. You know, I'm going to take all my money out of the stock market and I'm putting it into collectibles on Facebook Marketplace.
No, you've inspired me.
You're amazing. I'm going to try to retire next week because of this.
Oh my gosh, please don't.
It's my new plan. Wait, what are you guys are all happy about it? She's like, oh good, I'm glad you're retiring. Well, Lisa, congratulations. You figured it out and you're a big winner today on Marketplace Math.
Thanks. Y'all have a good day.
Where'd you hear that?
The internet.
And you believed it?
Yeah. They can't put anything on the internet that isn't true.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Who's this?
This is Vincenzo Vitale.
Oh, we struck gold here, people. Okay, so we're Googling this right now. And I said, hey, I need someone who speaks Italian to help translate what is on my shirt because the guy I bought it from in Italy, we had a little bit of a language barrier. I know I can Google translate. I don't want to. I want to talk to a real person. And in this case, a real Italian. Vincenzo, come on, man. All right, so here's what my shirt says. A vulisti a bicicletta pedala.
Okay, so based on that pronunciation, I got...
Oh, it's my fault, Vincenzo, is what he's saying. What does it say?
So the first part, can you spell what it, that first part? Not the bicicletta.
Yeah.
That's bicycle. But I
thanks. I pretty much figured that out, Vincenzo, and I've never taken a class in Italian. It's vulisti, V-U-L-I-S-T-I.
To vole, like to voglio would be like that's where the vulisti comes in, is like to desire or want a bike, now pedal it.
So you want a bike, now pedal it?
Yep, that's it. And that's kind of like the Italian, those sayings are always about like throwing it right back at you in your face.
Yeah, I like that. It's like, well, you wanted a bike, now you got to ride it there, Chief. Well, Vincenzo, I really appreciate you helping us Google this today. I feel pretty good because that's pretty close to the translation of what the guy told me. You're of Italian descent, I'm assuming?
100% Sicilian, actually. My parents are both from Sicily, close to Palermo.
Oh, nice.
And I grew up there. I grew up there and then moved over when I was in second grade.
Oh, that's crazy. That's where I was. I was in Palermo, and that's where I got this. And then it was funny because we were on a tour bus, and the tour guide was Sicilian, and so he's telling us all about the ruins and everything. And then he goes, now let's talk about the mafia. And then he spent 45 minutes on the bus right back talking about the mafia. Very enlightening. Well, Vincenzo, thank you so much for helping me out here today and Googling this.
Yeah, you bet. It was an absolute pleasure.
The other night I found myself not able to sleep, and it wasn't because of stress. Hey, it's Wally. I actually couldn't sleep because I was so happy that I'd made the decision to do a cash-out refinance with United Faith Mortgage. I used some of the refinance money to build my dream barbecue in my backyard, but then I was thinking, it really should have a pergola over it. But instead of stressing about the money, I started dreaming about what I could build over it. That's the beauty of a cash-out refinance. You get to unlock the equity sitting in your home and dream a little. Maybe travel to some exotic places like Italy.
Philly or Des Moines, depending on how much equity you have. You could also use it for something responsible like paying off debt. Whatever you want to do, it's up to you. The reality is we don't really know what the future holds, so I'm happy to be sitting on a cash infusion right now. Since home values are still so high, it could be a great time to do a cash out refinance. So figure out what your barbecue grill is and then call my friends at United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting Way FM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Gavin.
I think that going to a baseball game is an unforgettable experience full of American tradition.
Oh, yeah.
You've got hot dogs, popcorn, overpriced ice cream in baseball plastic helmet
That's
things.
The best. When you were a kid, what they used to offer you at the ballpark is you'd get like a slushy in an upside down baseball helmet.
Yes.
So good. And taking your ball mitt to the game and hoping to catch
best.
A foul ball with your dad. Like that. Those are great memories.
Yeah. And to go along with that, you also have the vendors who are constantly shouting out, get your popcorn, get your peanuts.
Peanuts here.
They are the best. But there's one man named Roger Owens. He's one of the most famous vendors at Los Angeles Dodger Stadium, and he's been working there for almost 60 years.
Ooh,
and the way that he does his vending technique is that he throws the bag of peanuts at people. And he has said that his technique makes sure that somebody sees it coming.
He
doesn't chuck it at the back of your head because you still have to pay for it.
Right.
So, but apparently, the organization has told him to stop throwing the peanuts because it is a quote-unquote safety concern.
No.
And I think that getting in the way of a tradition like that is so unnecessary. He says he's going to fight it. Wholeheartedly agree
with
that.
Good for him. Good for him. 60 years. Like, okay. Like, I could see if he had 45 cases of blinding people with peanuts. Like, I get it at that point. But, like, if you've never hurt anybody, you know, and it's like, this is where we get so unbelievably politically correct. We get so unbelievably scared of people being litigious. It's just our society. It's just frustrating. Because I remember when I used to go to the ballgame, the guy who sold peanuts had a tennis ball, okay? And he cut a slit in the tennis ball. He would throw you the tennis ball, you would put your money in it and throw it back to him.
Cool.
And then he would throw you the peanuts. Like, I get it. Like, don't throw a slushy. That's fine. That makes it, you're going to get everybody messy. But the peanuts, that's part of the fun. It's part of the experience.
I wonder how many complaints they got. Like, was it people that were complaining just because they said, I could see a possibility where someone could get hurt? Or was it actually someone that did get hurt?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I could see more of a reason of not doing peanuts because of peanut allergy. Like, I could see that, like, because that's a real serious thing for some kids, you know, or people. But the whole just tossing the peanuts makes no sense to me.
And he did say he always makes sure that his people, the customers, are looking.
They can see it. And also, looked him up, he is 79 years old.
Aww.
I would argue that the velocity behind said bag of peanuts can't be that fast.
He's not throwing a heater.
No.
You know?
Well, and it could be, too, that they're like, he's getting too old. His aim is off.
Oh,
maybe.
That
but
might
then
be the case.
Someone a row down gets a free bag of peanuts.
There you go.
You know? He's going to lose money, ultimately. Oh, boy. That is a really sad thing to me. I hate to see the end of an era like that. And I hope he does fight it. I hope he's throwing peanuts till the day he dies. And hopefully not there. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And a lot of times in life you see stories that are negative. That kind of stuff tends to dominate the news feed. But I love when you come across something of somebody doing it right and working hard. And you're like, man, that's good. There are more of those stories, I believe, than the others.
And this is a perfect example of that. There's a mother of 9 children. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9.
Unbelievable.
9 children. And 4 years ago, she decided that she was going to get her medical degree.
Oh, okay. That's not easy.
No. To become a neurosurgeon.
I would have thought obstetrics, you know?
She actually made it happen. She graduated. Yeah. And she said it was possible because they did homework parties, which I think is a good idea because she has, you know, some of those kids are teens and they got to do homework too.
I did that when I was getting my degree, my master's. My daughter was in school and we would sit there at the table and do homework. I wanted hers because it was easier.
And it makes a party. Makes it like a party. She said they had snacks and stuff. So I think that was really cool. But she was asked to give some advice to all the women, including moms, that might have dreams that they never chased after yet. And she said, if you know what your priorities are, focus on the next step and then you'll get where you want to go. And I like that advice because I think when we think about our goal, it's so big and it seems so unattainable. But when you break it down into small little pieces, then it's like, okay, this is actually manageable. I can do this, even when I have 9 kids.
Yeah, I mean, that was what I learned from Vikram. He said, all we have left now is the tail of the elephant. I know, but this is the same concept. When you're eating an elephant, you can't eat the whole thing. You have to eat it in small bites. And so with any job or task you have, take it in small bites, and then there you go. At the end, all you have left is the tail of the elephant.
But it's, besides what Vikram said, what I like what this mom had to say. And that was great life advice.
Yeah, okay, so here's the deal. What is life advice that you give people? Maybe you've given it to your kids. Maybe you give, you're at work and you give it to younger people that are coming in. I have two. I have a family life advice is finish strong. Because it's easy to start something and be excited about something when you start it, but to be able to finish something, following it all the way through, even when it's not fun, even when it gets hard, that's the family life advice motto. And then advice for people working, young people working, is show up early and do what you say you're going to do. You do those two things, you're automatically ahead of 90% of the other people because they don't have a work ethic anymore, you know? And so that's my advice. So what would your advice be to somebody if you were asked, this is your moment, man, this is your moment to shine. Like, hey, I want your opinion. I want your advice. 855-33-WAY-FM. This is sometimes you don't have to give it unsolicited. We're asking for it.
You don't have to hear your kids go, oh.
Yeah, exactly. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is your life advice that you would share with people if you could? 855-33-WAY-FM.
So for you, Melissa, what's that life advice you give to others?
So mine's a little different in that I'm a special education teacher. And years ago, I asked some friends who had children with disabilities, what would be the best advice I could offer to other parents of the students that I work with? And it was, like, to me, very profound. Raise the child, not the disability.
Oh, that is good. I mean, that speaks volumes in just a few words.
Yeah, because there's so many parents that we've encounter in the school system that just, they want to make excuses for their children, and that doesn't help the child live up to their best potential.
I really like that. Also, too, it helps you focus on the positive things instead of keeping your main focus on the one negative thing.
Right.
All right, Rhonda, we are on a life advice roll. That's going to be tough to follow up. So what is yours?
Well, mine is to always remember that your reputation and your word are everything.
Yes.
Follow commitments, follow through, so people learn they can depend on you.
Rhonda, where did you learn this from? Is this something you created yourself from experience, or did you learn this from watching someone?
No, my daddy started teaching me that at about 7 or 8 years old. And it came to giving service in the community when we were kids.
Yeah, that was the one thing my dad always had was his integrity. And he, you know, he's like, my word is my bond. If I tell you something, you can take it to the bank. You know it's true. And I will move heaven and earth to keep my word and be a man of my word. And that was something that always stuck with me. And that goes into parenting, too. Like, sometimes you threaten your kids, hey, if you don't, you know, stop misbehaving, I'm going to do this. But then if you don't follow through, your kids know that. And they will run amok. So being consistent, whether it's at work or in your parenting, is a really, really good thing to be mindful of. So, Rhonda, that's great, man. You nailed it. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
I'm really curious, Christian, if you could give anybody some advice that you think would make their lives a little bit better, what would it be?
Well, I'm going to say eat your frog early.
That sounds like something Betty Rock would have come up with, or her dad, Danny Ray. What's that mean?
Well, now hear me out. Imagine you have to eat this nasty, slimy frog. You're going to put that off all day. The lesson is you've always got that one thing that you have to do during the course of the day that you put off, and just get the hardest thing you need to get done during the day first. That way the rest of your day is easy.
I love it. Yeah, do the worst first, and then everything else is downhill from there. That's great advice, and it's wrapped up in a really great saying. Like, I get the picture of it.
Yeah, I taught my kids that, and they got pretty good at doing the hardest thing first.
There you go. That's great life advice. Christian, thank you.
Thank you. Love you guys.
All right, Trisha, you're up. What is your life advice that you would give to somebody?
Hi. Yeah, I battled cancer last year and went through chemo and everything. And my advice that was given to me is put your lipstick on, put on some cute earrings, smile, and get through today.
If I had a dollar for every time I told Gavin this.
Oh, like, no. You're the one with earrings on.
That's true, actually. Yeah, that backfired. That's great advice, man. I love it. Just get it done.
Yeah, and it's almost like taking one day at a time, focusing on the present instead of fearing on the future.
Absolutely.
And there's something I even like about the put your lipstick on and get... I know it's a very feminine thing, you know, kind of thing, but there's something I like about that. It's like, look, do what you're going to normally do throughout the day, even in the worst situations, and just persevere and be as normal as you can with the day, but get through it. That's really good.
Thank you. It helped me.
How's your cancer now? Are you in remission? Are you good? Your margins clean?
I am, yes. I am cancer free.
Nice.
Awesome.
There you go, Trisha. Well, that life advice served you well, and I'm sure there's somebody else that's hearing this today that maybe just got a diagnosis and is kind of like, oh, what am I going to do? And that might be just the thing they needed to hear today. So thank you.
Thank you. I hope so.
So what's your advice?
Dreams have no expiration date. You can
I
always
love
come
that.
Back and do it.
That's right. Like, my mom's a good example of that. She always wanted to be a teacher. Never worked out for her while she was young and raising us kids. And then when she was in her 50s, she went back to school and became one of the best teachers I've ever seen. And
great.
So as a result, there were tons of kids that she affected their lives positively. And they're going to always remember that because she didn't let her dream die.
Yeah.
I love the concept of this. Maybe we could punch it up a little bit here. Unlike milk, dreams have no expiration date.
Yes.
Jennifer, thanks so much for being on the show with us today. You're a delight.
Thank you, Wally, for allowing me to share on your program.
All right, Potties, you're making a difference because of you and the people that listen to the show on Way FM terrestrially, if you want to call it that. We have sent over 47,000 meals to the people that are struggling in Ukraine after they've been displaced because of the war. That is pretty stinking amazing. And I love the fact that you're getting to partner with us in ministry right now in a very tangible way. You're not only helping feed people, but you're also making sure that they get the gospel as well. So thank you so much. But sadly, as the war stretches on, the need is still there and becoming greater. Here's the great news, though. It only takes 25 cents to send one meal. So for about the cost of a dinner out for you and your family, you could make sure that a couple hundred meals are sent to Ukrainian refugee families. Can you imagine what a relief that is for moms who have no idea how they're going to feed their kids from day to day? This is truly ministering to the orphans and widows, like the Bible says in James. And we'd love to keep that going and send another 25,000 meals to Ukraine in just the next couple weeks. I'm in. I'll never ask you to do something I'm not willing to do myself. So if you want to help out, just text the word WALLY to 91999. And again, thank you so much for even considering this. And let's make a difference. Let's do something huge today. Again, text the word WALLY to 91999.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Bullying is a real issue for many kids in school, and it's so important that you teach your kids kindness to everyone. And I mean, that's even something that we should keep in mind as adults, too. Just because you get out of school doesn't mean bullying
it's
stops.
True.
Yeah. Actor Paul Rudd got word about a 12-year-old boy who was being bullied at school by other students. And because of that, no one would sign his yearbook.
Oh, that's the worst.
Come on.
Come on, guys.
Well, Rudd, though, he took the time to reach out through FaceTime and text
nice.
To this kid. Yeah. And sent him a signed Ant-Man helmet.
Oh, that's super cool.
That's
which
really
I'm sure
legit.
Is worth a lot of money. Also with a handwritten letter, and it said, quote, "It's important to remember that even when life is tough, that things do get better."
Oh, that's cool. See, again, though, our words have power, and especially if it's somebody that, like, that looks up to this guy, that carries weight, you know, him telling this kid this advice and taking a moment as a celebrity to do something kind for somebody. It matters, you know, and I think that's really stand up of him to do that.
Yeah, and I hope that, you know, the word gets out to all the kids at this kid's school, you know, and say, oh, he's the one that Paul Rudd likes, you know, and hopefully that'll help him out a little
bit. You know, it's sad that it would take that because kids, they don't process. They don't see things. They don't see the damage that their words do to each other, you know, because they're all just treading water, trying to keep their heads above water, you know. And so, yeah, I mean, if this gets around and Paul Rudd likes this kid and he's great, he's cool with us, come sit with us, Randy, you know, like, I mean, it has a good outcome, but it's sad that it takes that because for every one kid that gets a Paul Rudd, you know, autographed Ant-Man helmet, there are hundreds of thousands that don't and have to deal with this on a daily basis, you know, and you're right. I mean, we talk about, look at the mess our world is in, man. Honestly, like, look at the craziness of young people today committing violent acts, and I can't help but think if we were better at teaching our kids to love each other, ensuring that they actually do it, and loving the marginalized kid, that maybe some of these outcomes could be a little less tragic in the future if we as adults helped our kids navigate this better, you know.
And so, it's never too late to start now.
No, we need to start now. Just look at the news. Like, now is a great, today's a great time to start. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And I think on the show, I'm probably the most paranoid person that we have, I think.
You think?
I do. I do think so, yeah.
Interesting.
I think I'm more paranoid than you.
Really?
And definitely more than Gavin.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Wow, that is shocking new information.
But I'm not crazy. And if you don't believe me, just while you're at the house, if you've got an Alexa, just say something. Just talk about anything. Doesn't matter what. Like, you talk about guinea pigs. Oh boy. Wonder what it'd be like to own a guinea pig or a hedgehog or a hedgehog-guinea pig combination. You're going to start getting ads in your feed for guinea hogs. You will. Because it's listening to everything you say.
Now, the people in charge, the government, whatever, they say this is not true.
It's a lie.
It's all a lie. Well, I say that's a lie because it has happened to me where I have mentioned something and then I go to my Facebook page or whatever. All of a sudden, there's an ad for that very thing.
Yes.
And I had never even looked it up. I had never Googled it. Nothing.
It's creepy.
It is.
If you were a person and you were interacting with another person on this level, you would be arrested for stalking. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But Google and Facebook and all these people just market to you nonstop. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, so somebody asked me, I ride e-bikes, and somebody asked me the other day, hey, what's a good e-bike? So I quickly Googled an option for them, and I wanted to make sure I had the right name and the right information.
Yeah.
My feed is blown up again with e-bikes. I'm like, I don't need to buy one. But every ad that I have is all this brand of e-bikes. I'm tired of it. And they're listening. They're watching you all the time. So I am curious, okay? So mine happens to be this e-bike that I tried to help this guy that listens to the station with. So what is blowing up your feed because you talked about it or maybe you Googled it? And then all of a sudden you just cannot get away from it. Pretty soon I'm just going to have to buy another e-bike to make it go away, I guess. I guess that's how they do it. When they see you finally purchase something, then they're like, okay, we'll reset till they mention the next thing.
You'll see all the ads for Band-Aids and bandages.
It's crazy. Yeah, I cut my finger the other day. I'm like, I need a Band-Aid, honey. And then all of a sudden, you look at my feed, it's like, Band-Aid, the boo-boo helpers. Like, what in the world? 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be part of the show. 855-33-WAY-FM. I'd love to know if you've ever experienced this, because I know I'm not crazy. I know this is happening, and I want you to help me establish that fact by your own story. 855-33-WAY-FM. Have you experienced that?
Sadly, my husband and I were having an argument, so I called a friend a bit, and all of a sudden, in her newsfeed, there were things about endangered plants to hide a body.
Wow, that must have been some argument.
Yes, it was. We were like, how did that even happen? And while we were just cracking jokes, because, you know, marriage is fun, it just literally just made us, like, really creeped out that Google and Facebook tried to tell us how to hide a body if we ever needed to.
The problem here isn't that it gave you that information. The problem is that you bookmarked it. That's the problem. What is that thing that you searched or talked about that ended up showing up in your feed?
Strollers.
Okay, now why were you looking up strollers? Do you need one? Do you have a child on the way?
No, sir. I have 9 kids at my house. So we do, I have bio kids and adopted kids and foster kids. So I have a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old and a 6-month-old. So I've been searching double strollers and triple strollers. And I finally found what I wanted. I purchased it. I actually got it on Facebook Marketplace, going back to what y'all were talking about earlier. Got a really great deal. But it won't leave. So every time I open Facebook, I open Instagram, it's strollers everywhere.
That is so annoying.
And I don't know when it goes away either. Like, when do they finally stop blowing you up?
Until they find something else they can blow you up with.
That's true. When you mention something
else.
When
I search the next thing, or I Google, or, you know, start talking about the next thing I might need.
Yeah, like in casual conversation, you start bringing up Brad Pitt's name just so you get pictures of Brad Pitt. You know? I wonder what Brad Pitt looks like these days, you know? All right, Tina, how did this play out in your life?
So my boyfriend was joking that traffic was so bad, he was just going to have to get a tank to get to him from work. And that night on his Facebook feed, he ran in the room and screamed, "Oh my gosh, you have to see this." And it was an ad for a used tank for sale on his Facebook.
That's so
and
great.
And I mean, that is not normal. So that was what convinced me that, yes, it's listening. We have Google Homes, and we were on a phone call, but I don't know if it was my Google Home or his Google Home, but...
That's crazy. I want to start testing it and just say some really outlandish stuff, you
random,
know, and see
stuff.
What comes up.
Yeah, so that's my example I give everyone when they say, "No, it's not listening." I'm like, "Oh, wait, it is."
Absolutely.
Sure.
Did he buy the tank?
No, he did not buy the tank.
Oh, that's a fail.
I know.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And be sure to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.